This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, the 10th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a bright and sunny day across Israel. Jerusalem enjoys clear skies, while Tel Aviv sees a gentle breeze, perfect weather for being outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Hezbollah fires a missile at the southern port of Ashdod, according to the Times of Israel, 2 hours ago. The IDF responded by striking launchers in Lebanon. No injuries reported, but debris triggered sirens in Tel Aviv. Also, earlier this hour, JNS reports Prime Minister Netanyahu vows to continue the IDF campaign in Lebanon with force and precision. He emphasized that Hezbollah is not part of the Iran ceasefire agreement. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post shares footage from 4 hours ago of the IDF striking Hezbollah launchers. The military had warned of increased rocket launches from Lebanon. Separately, Walla highlights questions surrounding the IDF's maneuver in Lebanon, reported 47 minutes ago. Intelligence had warned of Hezbollah's intentions to escalate the conflict. And finally, Mariv reports from 51 minutes ago that Prime Minister Netanyahu's response to the Iran ceasefire with just one word has led to embarrassment and criticism. Reaction has been swift on social media. UNet News posted 20 minutes ago that Iran is in a dilemma, seen as a win-win for Israel, even as Israel continues its strikes on Hezbollah. Former Governor Mike Huckabee shared 27 minutes ago that Israel works to avoid civilian casualties but must defend itself against Hamas's attacks. Streetwise, a commentator posted 31 minutes ago that no country would stop defending itself while facing threats from Hezbollah and Iran. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Times of Israel report, the missile attack on Ashdod last night caused sirens to blare in Tel Aviv due to falling interceptor debris. The IDF's retaliatory strikes targeted Hezbollah launchers, underscoring escalating tensions. This highlights the fragile security situation for residents in the region. Turning to JNS, Netanyahu's commitment to continue military operations in Lebanon reflects broader regional dynamics. U.S. and Israeli officials have clarified that Hezbollah is excluded from the Iran ceasefire. This underscores the complexity of the ongoing conflict. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post highlights the IDF's proactive stance following rocket barrages from Lebanon. The military anticipated an increase in attacks, extending beyond border areas. This suggests a possible intensification of hostilities affecting civilians near the border. In a related development, Walla reports on the strategic deployment of forces in southern Lebanon. The IDF's intelligence division had foreseen Hezbollah's potential involvement. This raises questions about military preparedness and strategic foresight. Finally, Mariv's coverage of Netanyahu's one-word response to the ceasefire with Iran has sparked controversy. This highlights the challenges and scrutiny facing Israeli leadership amid ongoing diplomatic efforts on the economic front. First, CTEC reports that despite global fragmentation, Israel stands out as a prime investment destination. Investors are attracted by the country's growth, resilience, and strategic alignment. Separately, why? Net Business reveals how Israeli startups are revolutionizing warfare with advanced technologies. Innovations like intel gathering robots and drone killing laser systems are changing military dynamics. And finally, Haaretz Business discusses the IDF's admission of difficulties in disarming Hezbollah despite government promises. This raises questions about military capabilities and regional stability. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 11 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.